This week on Tower Dive, voice chat restricted.
You asked for it, we're praying they stop listening.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive. I, of course, am your humble, humorous servant, Captain Hooks. And with me, as always, is the fantastically haired Pan.
Is it not okay?
It's good. No, it looks good. It's good.
Feel a little self-conscious.
Hey, happy post-papal visit day.
Woo! Happy Pope Day, every guy.
No, he's gone already. But it was Pope. Last week was the Pope week.
Happy belated Pope Day,
happy
everybody.
Happy belated Pope week.
Did you get one of them blessings?
No.
A couple of these. You know, one or two.
I did not. He was at my office, and I didn't go in because of that.
Oh, because you work in Manhattan.
I work in the World Trade, and I did not want to go in because that was bad news, Brown.
I wouldn't want to go in there either.
Oh, man. You got the Pope and his fucking army of his Pope
not,
army.
Not
every
today,
cop in
terrorists.
New York City.
Not
Fuck
today.
You. But we were going to have the Pope stop by the Tower Dive studios. Mm-hmm. You know,
it
maybe talk
just
a little
here.
He just
went out the door.
It was over there.
Yeah, this door.
That one right there.
Just missed him. Fun fact, Pope, kind of a troll.
A little bit of a troll. Likes to play Ahri mid.
Yeah.
Plays with Smite.
Yeah. Every game, GG easy. Doesn't matter.
Little bit of a dick.
Doesn't matter how it goes. GG easy.
Little bit of a dick.
Yeah. One time there was an Ezreal in the game, and that was okay. All the other times, you know, come on, Pope. You're better than that. Step it up, man. Lead by example.
Pope talks some serious trash.
Yeah.
Also gets mad when he doesn't like when you don't give him the second blue buff.
Yeah. Or Mia. You got to call Mia.
Never calls Mia.
Yeah.
Sometimes calls Mia when his person's in lane just to fuck with you. It's a dick move. But, you know, he's the Pope.
You know, he pings on his way. Doesn't come.
Yeah. So Jesus, he was in D.C., laying it down. Then he came to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
specifically for a Tower Dive.
Hanging out. Yeah, it was because he wanted to make a stop. He's like, I have to see the president. I have to see Hooks and Pan.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna go to Philly, and I'm gonna go fucking fart in the mayor of Philly's mouth, the governor, whatever. I'm gonna fart in his mouth because Philadelphia's a shithole.
What do Pope farts smell like?
Holy water.
Holy water. I was eating those little wafers.
Oddly enough, holy water.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, it's Tower Dive. It's another day.
Another day, another dollar.
No dollars. We're almost at a dollar.
Yeah.
Someday we'll be at a dollar.
Uh-huh.
So it's been, it was an interesting week.
Was it? It felt less dramatic than I was hoping for, you know?
Yeah, okay. We got some stuff. There was
a little bit
of drama.
We got a little bit of drama. Yeah.
Poco drama.
Not a whole lot of
Spanish
circle jerks
out there.
Around.
There was like some like perceived drama.
Yeah.
Which we will get into. Uh-huh. But yeah.
Pseudo drama.
So let's kick it right off. Do we want to go with the community
stuff? Give me a choose your own adventure.
Okay, do you want to go? Do you want to go?
Turn to page
341. You died. That sucks.
Damn it.
You shouldn't have went. But you kept your thumb on the other page, so go back. You're fine.
This is a little sidetrack. First time I ever read a Choose Your Own Adventure. I didn't know how they worked.
Did you just read it
from
start to
finish? Right through.
This book doesn't make any
fucking
sense.
I don't understand any of this. Mom, is this above my reading level?
This book sucks.
Mom.
I got to the end and it told me to go to another page, and I already read that page, and I was just like, this doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like it was written by a drunk.
Damn,
Mom,
you are
why is dad? Mom, why is daddy writing?
Take it to a dark place.
That's where I bring it down. So for the Choose Your Own Adventure,
yes.
You've got community stuffs.
Okay. Vague. I love it.
Well, okay. You know, community and what they want.
Okay.
What do we want? We've got We've got Quick Shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was, Twitter was all a flutter.
We've got
Quick Shot this week.
We've got the excitement and Team Liquid.
Let's do Quick Shot first.
Start with Quick Shot. Touch on okay. It. Yeah. What, turn the page 126. Quick Shot it is. So, yeah, little bit of League's been releasing those videos.
Legends Rising.
Sure. Legends Rising. Yeah. And they've been interesting.
Sure.
So, sorry, I had to think about that for a second because they've really been cringy in a way.
As a whole, very well produced videos.
They look good.
It's just the individual nerd moments that make me go, oh, right. We are all fucking nerds.
Let's cut to the chase because there was a lot of controversy surrounding the one specific video. Yeah.
This was the big one too.
IMAX. You know, yeah, this was their Schindler's List. So, you know, like a big movie, you know, that's an important movie. Like this was their Citizen Kane.
There you go.
So here it is. Sorry, I'll make it less dark. So it's talking about Faker and Bjergsen.
Yeah.
And it was really
something about kings.
Yeah, like king, like the rising king or something. Fucking, I don't even care.
I'm looking up the actual name.
Are you looking up the name? Okay. So, anyways, yeah. So it was Faker and Bjergsen, and they were talking about how they got to where they are, and you know how important they are to the scene, to the game, to their respective teams, to their regions, etc. Blah blah blah. You know, and kind of everything that they go through. And it got to a point.
It was just called Kings.
It was just called Kings?
Yes. Okay,
perfect. And it got to a point in the video, you know, where they were talking to other, you know, Bright employees, you know, or like the shoutcasters and stuff. And And it got to a point where they were talking to Quickshot.
Yes.
And Quickshot made a comment saying that in a 1v1 situation.
Yeah. 1v1. With his stupid earring.
With his stupid earring. That Faker versus Bjergsen, that Bjergsen is a better player.
He would rate Bjergsen as a better player.
He would rate Bjergsen as a better player because Bjergsen plays many different styles, and he's a shot caller.
Yeah. Which, in a 1v1 scenario...
I don't know what shot calling has to do with that.
Not the most...
I'm going to kill you! Okay, that's the call, I guess.
Team help!
Gonna kill him. Someone help.
This is howling abyss. Never mind.
But yeah, it's just like, and the community was all a flutter.
Yeah,
because you know, once again, Quick Shot. See, it's a fun, I like Quick Shot as a person.
I'm sure he's a great
caster,
guy.
As a caster, his problem is, and I'm sure all of you will agree with me, the guy refuses to cast any kind of negative light on anything.
He refuses to show any bias ever.
He will never show bias. Every you know, it's and in some regards, fine, I get it. But when you're talking about things that are very black and very white, you know, when you're refusing to go one way or the other, because everyone's like, Faker is the best player in the world. Faker is the best player in the world. Faker is the best player in the world. There is no argument to be had, except for that one stupid article that bases it on win percentages in Worlds, which is dumb, and he's an idiot. But yeah, so everyone agrees Faker's the best player in the world, except for Quickshot, who thinks that Bjergsen is better than him. And it's because,
my chair started swiveling as I lost control.
I'm like a villain.
I don't know what's happening.
It's just so stupid. It's like, okay, Bjergsen's a great player, but
he's very good.
Is he even in the top five players in the world?
I don't know. If each region gets one player, yes.
Well, then, yeah. Okay, sure. He's by far the best player in America.
Sure.
Because he's not American.
The problem is, his interview makes for good B-roll. That's the only reason it was in there.
It was just cannon fodder.
Yeah, it was just...
And, I mean, where the cannons were foddered. Wow.
It was just in there to provide contrast, to have somebody else
say... Yeah, because you can't have an entire video say, yes, Faker is the best player in the world.
Unless they just made a video on Faker, which, let's be real, they probably should have. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, Listen,
he's kind of important to the League of Legends history.
Bjergsen's an interesting person.
Yeah.
He's lived a very interesting life. You know, he came over.
He's got a good story.
He's a very shy kid, very demure, very unsure of himself. And, you know, he's ascended to this, you know, to this spotlight where he's a big deal.
Yeah.
And, I mean, good on him.
Monty actually got it right in his criticism. His criticisms were, one,
as Monty usually does,
he's not sure why Riot didn't interview Monte Cristo, because Monte Cristo has casted every single game Faker has played in.
He's not a good enough source, though.
Yeah, apparently. And about. Two, he said that splitting the video like that between two players, Bjergsen and Faker, sells them both short. Because
sure,
they both have very interesting stories. They're
both very important to their scene. They're trying to create a compelling story of these two great mid laners that are very different but very much the same.
Sure.
I get what they're doing from a cinematic standpoint, but from a telling a compelling story standpoint, they should have had their own videos.
Yeah.
They kind should of have been, there's a Faker one, there's a Bjergsen one, you know, and you can take other people. You can be like, here's a fucking Messiah one. I don't care. Somebody pick somebody. It doesn't matter.
Anybody.
But whatever. You know, you pick people from different regions and you make a story on that. I mean, that's a good, I think that would be much more interesting.
I think they just messed it up by trying to make it a head to head. You know, they made like this, they tried to make a Faker versus Bjergsen video instead of making a Faker and a Bjergsen video.
Here's the reality of it. They're not playing Magma Chamber. If SKT happens to bump into TSM in the course of Worlds, TSM's going to lose that game.
Probably. Well, probably three of them, because it would be in the bracket.
They're going to lose them as many games as they play.
Yeah.
And if they take a game from them, it's because SKT didn't show up to the game. Literally, they played nobody, and it was TSM 5v0. Or they let the fans play.
You know, there's that tiny little part of my brain that's like,
all of it.
I want TSM to win.
They're not. No, my brain.
Please.
My brain doesn't ever.
That tiny little voice.
North America to win, but my disdain for Reginald is so great. I do not want it to be on his.
It depends
on, because he'll be like, it's all me.
Yeah. Oh God! If TSM wins Worlds, we're never gonna hear the fucking end of it, man.
Don't even say it.
Oh Jesus!
I'll fucking set my hair on fire.
I guarantee you, TSM wins Worlds, Reginald puts himself back on the roster.
he's just gonna put himself on the roster. Yeah. If they're up like three games to one or whatever, or two Bjergsen games to
step
one.
Out and got this.
I'm coming in. I got this. Don't worry. I got this. Part this.
Like, bro. I got this.
That's my Reginald face. It doesn't look like him. It's my Reginald face.
It's like a gross face.
It's like butthead. Fucking butthead.
He's just a dickhole.
He's a fucking weirdo. But yeah, that brings up a good point. Actually, we got Reginald in there.
Yeah.
Because one of the things, like you said, because Quickshot says, oh, well, because Bjergsen is a shot caller, and that makes him a better player because he's a shot caller. And in the course they talk to Bjergs, like, Reginald and TSM, they're breaking down tape of a game, and Reginald's telling Bjergsen, you need to do this, you need to do this because you're a shot caller. And he's like, I don't want to be the shot caller. I never wanted to be the shot caller. He goes, well, you are, so you have to do it. Yeah. So he's an unwitting shot caller. He doesn't want to be the shot caller.
I think that was the first time I've ever agreed with Reggie on anything.
It's
your
right
responsibility.
What
you're the shot caller. I don't want to be tough. Yep, that's
too bad.
Okay.
There's nobody else on the team.
Good leadership, Reggie, actually. You probably could have done
a
little
smart
bit better.
Because
but, you know.
But, I mean, honestly, the only other person that's qualified to be the shot caller doesn't speak a lot of English.
Yeah.
You know, Lustboy is going to come here like,
hey.
You know, you can't shot call with that.
That was nice.
That's nothing.
Good.
Yeah, because you're not going to have Turtle. You almost kicked him off the fucking team.
Yeah. And no one, and Dyrus doesn't talk about it enough.
Dyrus, come up top and guy. No.
And he just came top. No. I'd like
and
to
you're not
going to
have Santorin
to
because he's too young. So he's too new to things and he's too unproven in the right spots to that you're not going to have Santorin Shackle. You're not going to do it. It's not happening.
Yep.
They look up to Bjergsen. They look to Bjergsen for guidance. It's naturally that he should be the shot caller.
Yeah.
So that's that. Stop being a baby, Bjergsen. Grow up.
Jesus.
And you want to know what? If they told Faker he had to be the shot caller, you know what he'd do? Well, fuck it. Grab the bull by the horns and fuck that bull.
No, he wouldn't, because he's Korean. He'd be like, no, I don't think I'm worthy. I don't think I'm worthy of chocolate.
Other Koreans, you know, that's the way they are to other people.
Yeah.
To fellow Koreans, they're just normal people.
No.
They wouldn't tell them they're not
worthy. To fellow Koreans on the internet, they're just shitty people like everybody else.
Yeah,
but face-to-face, like Korean to Korean, they're like, oh, no.
He would do it because if somebody told him to, he would be
well,
like,
if his coach okay, did.
You told me to do it, I will do it because you are my coach and yeah. I respect you. Because I have great respect for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think he would. And he wouldn't. He'd probably be amazing at it because he's amazing at everything else he does.
Did you see?
Hey, Faker, play Twitch mid. Done.
Did you see like the poise of the SKT coach after they lost MSI? They were talking to him. He's like, you know what? Let's just take this loss and learn from it. That's what I'm gonna do. Like that's you know what? Good for you, coach.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because I know MSI doesn't mean shit.
Well, that and you know they know how to handle their players properly and keep them from killing themselves.
Exactly.
Unlike, you know, if TSM lost a big game, would you be like, oh, you know what? You fucking lost that game, man.
You mean like all of the big
games fucking lost that game.
You blame it on Turtle.
Flash. Yeah, Turtle, goddamn it.
Turtle, you went fucking ham. You need to learn not to do that. I'm going to kick you off the team. I got fucking Keith McBrief practicing right now. He's playing a lot of Tristana.
He calls up Xspecial. He's like, Xspecial, you messed up this game for us, man.
Xspecial, you stupid eyebrows. You're fucking gone. I'm not even on the team anymore. Whatever, you're fucking ruined
fucking
his form.
Fired, Dunzo.
Dunzo. You're out of here. I'm going to be support now.
I'm support now for two teams.
I'm fucking support. I'm the best.
Ugh.
So, yeah. So that was the quick shot nonsense.
It was
and
nonsense.
The videos are cool. And the thing is, it's like I know that they were trying to keep, they were trying to get the hype going, you know, get the hype train going for Worlds because it had been kind of stagnant for a bit. So they produced these really high quality videos.
And they're good videos.
And they are good videos, but they just had cringy moments. And that's
I think
really
you
awkward.
Can't avoid cringe moments when you're
it's
filming
difficult.
A documentary about nerds.
It's difficult. It's difficult. Yeah. I agree. But, you know, I guess I expect better out of the people who are delivering us the
oh,
content.
No, no.
You know what I mean? And that's a mistake. It's a mistake on my part.
The
I'm
people
sorry.
Are nerds. I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
Like Freak.
You know, Freak is definitely not the most cringeworthy.
No, but he can be.
He's getting better.
Well, that's. I think maybe around him the people are getting worse.
Maybe. No, I think he's getting better. I think
out of
he's,
America, though,
dialed
no, I think,
back
he's I think he's still the worst in America.
He's dialed back a little bit.
But in NA, he's definitely the most cringy.
Yeah, he tries very hard.
Like, because, you know, Jat knows what he's talking about, although the community jumped all over him for saying one thing.
Everyone
that was
hates
right.
Jat. Yeah. We did a whole show on it. I love Jat, too.
Jat, if you're watching, and you're probably not, but if you are, Tower Dive's got you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, we got your back.
We got your back.
Got your back.
Got Kobe your back. Kobe's probably the coolest one out of them all.
Rivington. Rivington's
clearly
the
coolest.
He drives a motorcycle.
Yeah.
But Kobe
and
jackets.
Kobe and Rivington are by far the two coolest guys.
Yeah.
They're by far, and then, you know, and then it's like Jat, and then it's like,
okay, this
is Irene's
fun.
Dork
Let's do
too.
This. Murder, fuck, kill.
No, it's kill, fuck, marry.
Murder, oh yeah, marry, fuck,
murder
kill.
And kill are the same thing.
I have a lot of aggression towards North American casters.
Right. Oh, I'm gonna fucking kill you and murder
all of
you, but then I'm gonna fuck you.
Marry, kill, fuck.
Right.
Rivington.
Is this
Jat?
No,
no, no. I'm giving you the names because there's too many.
Okay.
Rivington, Jat,
Kobe.
Dash.
Rivington, Jat, Dash?
Yeah. That's tough.
Murder, marry, kill, marry, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
I know. That's why I threw in there Dash. He's new,
okay.
But he's good. He's funny.
Is Dash doing the English accent?
Yes. Maybe. Maybe just only, you know, in bed. It's a pillow talk.
In bed. Okay, well, marry Rivington.
Okay.
It's got to be kill Dash.
Oh, didn't make the cut.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but I have to. You put Kobe and Rivington in there.
I didn't put Kobe in there.
Who did you put in
there?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, sorry. It's still marry Rivington.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's kill Jat and fuck Dash as long as he's doing the English accent.
Yeah.
Now I got for you. No, no, no.
Oh, you got new names?
I got
okay.
for you.
Should I write this down?
Yeah, no. It's just three of them. You don't have to write it down. Just use your brain. Okay. kill, marry, fuck. Zyrene.
Okay.
Zyrene, Crepo.
Oh, Crepo, he's adorable though.
Zyrene, Crepo, and Kobe.
Kobe. I love Kobe. That's tough. I don't really want to kill Crepo because he would just give me those big, you know, eyes of his. And he's looking pretty good lately, you know?
He's been fitting up, man.
He's pretty fit.
This is the gayest
I think he'd
thing
be a
ever.
Giver in the bed. I think I murder Zyrene.
Oh, poor Zyrene gets killed.
I think I marry Crepo.
And I fuck Kobe.
Yeah.
And you fuck Kobe?
I think so. Is Kobe a power top or a bottom?
I don't know. I guess you'll have to tell us. By the way, send him a letter. By the way, Kobe, I said I'd fuck you.
Yeah.
That's how you should finish that letter. So that's the weirdest thing that we've ever done on Tower Dive.
P.S. Kobe.
Yeah, P.S.
Is that the weirdest thing?
Probably.
I don't know.
It's a date.
I don't know.
Weirdest? Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's the weirdest.
I mean, weirdest thing that we've aired, probably.
Oh, well,
people
yeah.
haven't seen our pre-roll.
You might. I might sneak up on those on YouTube one day. You just throw them up there without any fanfare.
Yeah.
So yeah,
all
so that was
fanfare.
All the fanfare. So that was the videos and that was the quick shot.
Yeah.
He's catching a lot of fucking flack on,
I don't think he cares.
On Reddit. And I'm sure he doesn't. Yeah. He's got a real job and it's an awesome job and he's not bad at it.
Oh, he's just neutral.
He's too neutral.
Yeah.
Stop being so fucking Switzerland. I know you're European, dude. Or I know he's South African, actually.
Yeah.
He's not European. He's South African.
Right? I think so.
He is.
Right.
I am right. He's 100% he's South African.
Right.
So, yeah. So, okay. Let's get to... We did a little fluff piece. Let's get to the...
That was a fluff. That was serious business as usual.
It was fluff. That was...
That was super serial, man.
Fluff.
We don't get much more serial than that.
It's pretty serial.
Yeah.
So, all right. And I'm going to start it off with the Ask FM that sort of lit the shitstorm.
Okay. I love Ask FM.
I love Ask FM because it provides us with so many things
to
talk
about.
Oh, my
God. We wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for Ask FM.
We still would. It just wouldn't be as
good. It wouldn't be as good.
It'd probably be the same.
Yeah, probably.
Probably about the
same.
Not
as good. A little bit okay. I don't know.
Kumsi kumsa. So our favorite rioter.
I love this man.
Riot Light.
Yeah.
He has a PhD in case
like,
you didn't
he's
know.
Like when George Bush was president. He's just a gold mine.
Junior, George Bush. The
well,
George
kind of both, actually.
Yeah, but the first one was, whatever, I'm not talking about president.
There's a lot of SNL sketches.
We're talking about Riot fucking Light
here.
PhD carrying, in case you didn't know, Riot motherfucking Light. So someone asked a question to Riot Light. Mm-hmm. About voice chat and if they're going to be integrating a voice chat into League of Legends.
And just to preface this,
super important.
This is not the first time this has been brought up to Light.
No, this is a fucking old, this is an old song and dance.
A tale as old as time.
Exactly. Song as old as rhyme. Beauty and King Dork.
Beauty and the birds.
So they asked him about integrating voice chat into League of Legends and what if he wouldn't because it'll introduce toxicity.
Yes.
And Riot and Light's response to it was we don't just immediately nix ideas because of introduction of toxicity. If we think it's a good idea, we'll consider it, blah, blah, blah. Well, that started a shitstorm.
Just that one sentence.
Just everybody jumped all over
started
it.
Started a shitstorm.
Now, I decided to insert myself into
that was
the conversation.
Do you want to go more into like what he was talking about voice chat? Or are we going to do that later?
Would you know? I'll give myself. You want to go into the voice?
In his post, you know, he's like, yeah, we don't always make decisions just on toxicity, but
right.
He's also checked studies saying that integrated voice chat provides more negativity than it does benefit, especially in a solo queue ladder situation.
Sure, makes complete sense.
I mean, you go on. You go on from there.
I got right into it. I got right into it. And you want to know what? Hold on. Before that, I wasn't going in like to elicit a negative response.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to feed trolls.
Yeah.
Let's get that straight. Uh-huh. I try to be as open-minded.
No, you don't.
As neutral.
Liar.
No, I really do.
You're
I'm seriously,
liar.
I do. No, I really
neutral.
Do. I try to be neutral, but I give my opinion. But I make sure that it is posed as my opinion. I'm not trying to force it upon
That's
people.
That's true.
I say, this is my opinion. This is how I feel.
I am
H-O. You don't have to agree with me.
I am H-O.
You don't have to agree with me. Yeah.
I am H-O.
Hey. So,
And my honest
opinion. So after reading this whole post, I responded with, and I will give you... I will give you the
post. Yeah, read your post and then read the most angry response in a German accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can do that.
That's how I imagine angry people.
So my response, now again, very neutral.
Yeah.
But again, my opinion.
To the this is your response to the why don't we have voice chat?
To the Riot Light Ask FM about voice chat. Here's my response. I'll be honest. I don't want to use integrated voice chat. Many game companies have made integrated voice chat into their games, and it's usually very bad. On top of that, I'd go as far as to say 75% of the players I get queued with in games, I don't want to talk to. I can accomplish what I need to say with pings and short sentences. If I'm ganking bot, I'll ping on the way to bot and type incoming bot gank or ink bot gank. And so on and so forth, top and mid. When I play with my ranked team, I have them in my TS server. TeamSpeak, because I want to talk to them. Solo queue, team builder, rando games, no thank you. Maybe I'm in the minority here, but I'm okay with Riot not integrating voice chat because I would not use it. TLDR, which else was in the post, one, game companies make shitty voice chat. Third-party voice chat specific companies will almost always make a superior chat program. Two, I don't want to talk to randos because I don't need to listen to someone being rude. Reading it is plenty.
Yeah.
End post.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a bad post.
No, totally fine post.
Completely, I wasn't rude. I wasn't angry. I said I wouldn't use it, and I don't want to talk to people that I don't know, especially judging on the amount of rude people that you run into in this game. Okay, let's get some responses.
Well, before we do that, let's talk about our history as video gamers. League of Legends is not our only video game that we've ever played. You know?
No.
We've played games with integrated voice chat before. We dabbled in a little bit of Dota. I played a lot.
I still play Dota every now and then.
Yeah, I played a lot of Payday 2 integrated voice chat.
I played a lot of Payday 2.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I've played a lot of Left 4 Dead.
You got others?
World of Warcraft has integrated voice chat. I've used that. It's terrible, but I've used it. And I've been on other actual voice chats with people, you know, outside of the integrated ones.
Right.
But I mean, there are a lot of, I never played CSGO and I don't claim to know how that community works.
But I've seen videos,
yeah.
You know, and it's, you know what, if you want to have that fun halftime where you call each other cunts and talk about coming in your mom, that's fine. I don't need that, man.
Not for me.
I'm a grown ass man. I don't need to tell you how many times I came in your mom last night. It was 7, but I don't need to tell you. I can keep that shit locked down because I'm a gentleman.
On lock.
On lock. Anyways, the responses you got were less than positive.
They ranged from legitimate conversation pieces to... okay, hold on. Let me get this...
Look how big my forehead is. You guys see this?
It's like a 5-head.
It is. It's a total 5-head. It looks like I'm going bald, but I'm not. I hope I'm not.
Where's the really good
one? Yeah, find a good one, because I really want to get a nice cross-section of the League of Legends community and find out what they're so upset about.
Because there is a really, really good one.
Yeah.
Where is it? Hold on, I have to find here.
And before we get into it, I mean, these people seem to be taking your comment very seriously.
Very seriously. Very, very to heart. Like I literally was looking at that person when I wrote it, when I wrote my innocuous comment. So here it is. He quoted me.
Yeah.
He quoted my comment saying, I don't want to talk to randos because I don't need to listen to someone being rude.
Yeah.
That was the quote.
That's a good point.
And his response to it was,
quote, unquote,
then mute them, question mark. Why are you forcing everyone else not to have a feature?
I don't know. Maybe maybe we're celebrities now. Did this happen like overnight?
We are a pretty big deal, yeah. But I wasn't aware that me not wanting voice chat means Riot is not going to put it in the game. I've checked my phone a couple of times. Yeah. I didn't get a call.
Mark Merrill didn't text.
I know he was thinking about it. He
promised he would call back.
I think Hook said something about not wanting voice. I got to call him. We're thinking about putting voice chat in. I wouldn't use it. Okay, then it's out. I'm sorry to bother you.
Take it off the board, guys.
Are you guys doing your show tonight? We're not doing voice chat. We're out. Yeah. It's out. No, I talked to him. Yeah, he said it's out. I have him on the phone. Don't make me look like an idiot. I'm sorry. I'll call you back. So yeah. So that's not the case. So I don't know what that guy's talking about. He was super angry that I've ruined this for all of you. So I apologize if I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't my intention.
Yeah. And judging by a lot of these posts, it seems that a lot of these people that are kind of in low-level solo queue are just being held back by the fact that they can't talk to their teammates. Like, that's the one thing that they need.
Everybody
to make it to Masters.
Here's another great one where, because I responded, again, innocuously to stuff like, okay, that's fine, I don't want it. It's not for me. I don't feel like being raged on, yada, yada, yada. So I get another one. You're being toxic, TM. Selfish prick if you're refusing to communicate over voice in a highly teamwork-oriented game where you value your soft feelings over the collective competitive drives of four others.
He's very competitive.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am ruining your ability to win the game by not taking part in voice chat. Mind you, everyone tells me to mute it.
Yeah.
So if I'm muting you... How is that going to be any different than is I'm still being a toxic, selfish prick, apparently?
I don't know. I don't know why everybody wants to talk to each other, you know?
Here's the thing, and here's my whole response to it, because I have one final response that I thought was very, very good. I said, all the vitriol and bile I've gotten for giving my opinion and nothing more is one of the main reasons I don't want voice chat. As a whole, I don't feel the community is mature enough to handle it. And yes, everyone says just mute them. With chat, I can flat out ignore you without even muting you. It's text. I'm not a child. It doesn't bother me that you soiled yourself because you can't handle 1v1 top. With chat, I'll have to hear you lose your shit first because naturally I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you're not a total asshole. So when you inevitably disappoint me, I'll have to hear you yell and cry about it before muting you. So it's a step I choose to not take.
Yeah.
In my opinion, integrated voice chat isn't necessary as there are far more pressing issues that need addressing, i.e. new client, new sandbox mode, champion updates, AD carry improvements, improved ranking system, etc. Some of you may want it desperately, insulting me for my opinion, saying that I'm the one ruining it for you all. It's the exact hyper overreaction, childish response that I'm talking about that calm, collected people such as myself do not wish to deal with when we're trying to enjoy a game.
Yeah.
End rant. So, and that's the problem that I have with this, is that they want desperately, they're clinging to these things that they need. I need voice chat. I can't respond. I can't talk to my team. First of all, there is not a single League of Legends player out there, and I'm sure there's maybe one or two, but every single one of them, or a majority of them, I'd be willing to bet, has at least one voice chat program installed in their computer already.
Everybody has something. Even if they don't use it.
Either it's Ventrilo, TeamSpeak, Mumble, Raid Call, Curse Voice, Google fucking Hangouts, Skype, any one of these things. There are so many of them. And any one of them is completely usable and is already being used in-game.
Yeah.
So why do you need, because you have to have it integrated because it makes that big of a difference?
Yeah.
Because you need to force people to already, to have to mute you.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe some of these guys are just so desperate for friends. They have to be that kid whose mom set up a play date for him, you know, just so that he could have something to do on that Saturday before his birthday.
I feel like it's such a non-issue. It's so unimportant, and it's so far down the hierarchy of things. And I get, listen, there are logical arguments for it where you're saying, you know, it's a highly teamwork-oriented right. game, and, you know, it makes it easier because then when you're saying you're going to do something, you can actually communicate it instead of having to ping. And, you know, listen, we're all guilty of playing game in solo queue.
We're just playing, not paying attention.
Well, not even not paying attention, you know, wishing that when you ping, someone actually followed up on you. You know, you ping, I'm going in bottom, you know, to gank bottom lane, and then they don't do shit.
Or if you got, like, just a response.
Yeah, you're sitting with your dick in your hands, and you're just like, fuck, thanks for coming. Or, you know, you ping to go to Dragon, and nobody comes. Yeah, those would be great to be able to be like, hey, we're doing Dragon right now. Sure. But it just leaves it so wide open for people to abuse it.
Abuse is a strong word.
Abuse the chat program, abuse the people in it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Is the sin in like, if you make a stupid play or you make a mistake, you know, you fail flash or something stupid happens.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us. You make a bad play. Someone is, instead of typing, haha, you suck.
You're going to hear.
They can actually just tell you, dude, you're fucking terrible. Yeah. I saw that. And nobody wants to hear that. And yeah, you know what? Maybe, you know, maybe my feelings are soft and maybe I'm being a baby because I don't want to hear it. But you want to know what? In a game that I choose to play on my own time and enjoy when I want to, no, I don't want to be yelled at by someone I don't know who's 3,000 miles away because they have a bad attitude.
It just adds to the noise.
It's exactly. I have enough things to, I have enough things that I have to think about, be concerned about, worry about. I play this game because I enjoy it. I genuinely enjoy it. And I'm tired of people talking about how much the game sucks.
Yeah.
And then they played 14,000 games.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of you people saying how bad the game is. You've spent $8,000 on this game. You don't think it sucks. You're just mad.
You're just angry.
Get over it. And you're not getting voice chat.
Sorry.
So you're welcome.
I think the real root of the problem is, hypothetically speaking, let's say that they just turn on the voice chat switch, you know, because it's that easy. You just fucking, oh, we got voice chat now.
Yeah, because this client is so optimized and big things like that.
They just turn it on.
Totally.
And, you know, their network can totally handle that amount of packets going back and forth between that many players without causing any types of issues.
There will be no hangups at all.
Yeah, that would be totally awesome.
Amazing.
So let's say voice chat's working and you're in a game with five other people and you call a play. Let's do Dragon right now. Nobody fucking comes.
Nope.
Because nobody listens in this game. Because when I'm in solo queue, we're all the same rank.
You're all in it for yourself.
Yeah.
You want to win as a team.
I want to win.
But you're playing for yourself. Your thought process is, I'm going to have to carry because none of you are going to listen.
Or I'm going to have to get carried.
One of you is that good. Yeah. So when I inevitably fail, you're better than me.
But on the Rift, we're all fucking equals, man. No one is more qualified than anyone else to make calls. So if you make a call and I think it's dumb, I'm just going to ignore you and do my own thing. If I make a call and you guys think it's dumb, you're going to ignore me. It doesn't solve any problems because nobody listens and nobody gives a shit about your shitty call.
And honestly, why should anyone listen to me if I make a
call?
What, you know, what sort of pedestal am I on?
Pedestal. Do you have a pedigree for shot calling? Yeah, do you come from a long line
of shot callers? My great grandfather was a warrior, and he in the wars that he fought, he would call the shots. You run over there, kill that man.
You kill that man
with the sword. Why should anyone listen to me? Because I was like, hey guys, let's group for Baron.
No. That's what you're going to hear.
But we don't have a ward on it. That's the first thing you'll hear isn't, let's go. You know, it's not going to be rallying the troops.
Yeah.
No, someone's going to look and go, there's no vision there. No, that's a terrible idea. So then immediately, dissension.
Yeah.
You've completely negated the use of voice chat. Because then you're going to get an argument. No, seriously, we should do Baron. Because we need it right now. No, it's a bad play. It's a bad play.
And then you have three other people chiming in.
And now you're talking to about it, and you're not doing Baron, or you are doing Baron, or something's happening on the map, and now your focus is taken from it because now you're in an argument on what play you should be making.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. I'm in the camp and saying integrated voice chat will actually take it away from your focus on the game because you're adding something to a game that it hasn't had before.
It's just more noise.
People are like, oh, well, Dota has it. Well, Dota's had it since fucking day one. Yeah. Dota 2, I'm talking about, not original Dota. Dota 2's had it since day one because it's a Valve game and Valve has integrated voice chat into Steam.
And even then, do people use it a lot? I don't know.
I've had people talk. I don't use it ever. And a lot of times it's been used, and I haven't seen it used in an incredibly constructive way. I hear a lot of, nice play. Fuck. Yo, I'm playing so bad. Earthshaker.
Yeah. And that, you know, is that essential to your game?
It's stuff that, like, I hear, and I'm not even processing it as information, because we're not a professional team where we're making calls. You know, it's not like you watch the comms from pro games and you hear people saying, like, oh, X special, where they're yelling champion names of the people you should go on. That's not how it works. No. Because we're not a well-oiled machine, because we don't know each other. We didn't practice.
In solo queue, you're just going to hear, stop focusing the tank.
Don't take my CS.
Stop. Fuck.
Don't take my CS.
Fuck. You can't. Fuck.
Attack the ADC. Shut up. I'm trying to talk. You know, that's the stuff you're going to hear.
But instead of two people, it's five people.
Imagine those, but three more of that.
And then right after the game, if we want to follow the CSGO model, everyone jumps into a lobby together. So you have 10 people screaming at each other. GG, easy, fuck you.
Can you imagine?
Fuck off, fuck you. GG, easy, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, hey, fuck you, hey, hey, hey.
And everyone's like, oh, watch CSGO and learn and see how it really works. Because typing and pinging would never work in CSGO. And I said... And somebody told me that, and I was like, I couldn't tell you if it could or couldn't, because I don't play CSGO. I don't pretend like I know how it works. I'm assuming it doesn't. I could guarantee you pinging wouldn't work. Okay. I don't play competitive CSGO. I don't play non-competitive CSGO.
I don't play CSGO.
I don't play any. I don't even own it.
I don't like FPSs.
Whatever. The fact is, everybody that's complaining that wants voice chat... If they gave it to you, but getting voice chat meant you couldn't have, like, you know, feature X or feature Y.
Oh, man, you're going to make Sophie's Choice. Voice chat,
you would be pissed. No, but what I'm saying is it's going to pull away from something else.
Yeah.
And I know you're like, oh, well, they have teams on this. And I know I'm not saying the Skins team is going to be working on the voice chat, because that's retarded. It would never happen. But if you have people who are you know, clients on shit working on...
Yeah.
A voice chat, they're probably not working on a sandbox mode.
Right.
Those are probably the same people, because they're your engineers.
New client. I mean, that's going to be voice chat.
New client is Tantamount.
Fucking network dev.
Yeah.
To make sure everything's going back and forth.
Those are the people. Yeah, you're pulling people away from stuff that's really important. Teams. Yeah, that are really important to the health of this game on a daily basis, just so you can call somebody a faggot in real time.
I mean, there might be a little bit of lag.
You're saying, regardless. You wouldn't know, though.
Yeah.
But it just drives me nuts, because it's just such an unimportant pile of shit that people are jumping on top of.
They need it. They need it.
And that's the real problem, is that you don't need any of that stuff.
Nobody needs any
of this. Give me a game that works properly with fun champions, that's balanced, and I don't need voice chat. I don't need sandbox mode. These are things I would love to have, except the voice chat. I don't want it.
No,
they still don't want that. Unless you can guarantee me a community that that is a majority of respectful, you know, enjoyable, fun-loving people such as myself.
Yeah, although you're kind of an asshole, so
I'm not.
I don't know if I would want to be
an asshole I'm an asshole at them, but not
I can only
to
handle
them.
One Captain Hooks. I couldn't be in a game with nine other ones.
The world is only able to handle one of this.
Yeah.
You think you could handle this?
It's girthy.
It's just a silly place. Yeah. If I thought that even 50% of the population of this game were adult enough to handle it.
They're not.
They're not.
Because 50% of this population isn't even adult.
Can you imagine this game in like voice chat in like Europe?
Yeah.
That's way more trolly than America.
Yeah.
You're worse, man. Oh my God. You'd be NSFW.
Let's see.
NSFL.
NSFL. Be all murdery. And like a Russian accent, so you're probably taking them a little seriously.
Ah, it'd be terrible.
I think there's threads terrible. Off the front page. I was going to look for it and try and get a consensus of like how many people are posting in it compared to how many people play the game. And it's probably like 80%. 1% of people of the entire player base want a voice chat. Oh, the other argument is that Tencent, the Chinese client, has voice chat integrated.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, you can't compare the Chinese client to the American client because they're made by like different companies.
Yeah, pretty much. They're different.
No, not pretty much. They are. They're different companies.
They're made by totally different teams, independent of each other.
Yeah, they do. It's not like they're fucking sharing assets, which in itself is a mistake. I get that they have different things because they're different jurisdictions, mm-hmm. and there's all this other stuff.
At the time of the separation, it probably made sense. Yeah.
There should be some kind of unification of the client across all platforms.
At some point.
And I'm not saying tomorrow, but at some point.
I need it tomorrow.
I need it yesterday.
I know you have it, Mark Merrill.
Morello said probably the best tweet, and I usually don't like a lot of the stuff Morello says. He says sometimes some good stuff. He's hit or miss. Priority versus desire on that front. There's a number of things we'd like to do that are just less important than others.
Yes. There's one of them.
Couldn't have said it better myself, because I said it.
He ripped your tweet off.
Thanks, Morello. Fucking ripped me off.
Fucking ripped it off.
Smart pings were a huge feature for communication. You know, and people are like, oh, you know, using other games as their benchmark. Oh, you can't do that in this game. Well, that's good because I never was talking about that game.
Especially if it's a different genre.
Specifically, I'm talking about MOBAs where pinging and quick typing, me going incoming bot.
That's okay.
I can get away with that.
You can take your hands off your keyboard for a second in League of Legends.
Seriously, I can click through the fucking jungle and be like,
you see fucking pros on stage, hands off keyboard sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not necessary. Yeah. The long and short is not a thing.
Totally necessary in some games.
Worry about. Yes, but not here.
Not here. Not in my house.
Not in this regard. And then somebody was even comparing it, saying, "Oh well, you know, I guess the pros just shouldn't have voice chat." It's like saying that's what I wanted. I go, "What? What?" I go, "We're talking about five random people versus a team. Teams have communication.
Yeah, that lives together.
Yeah, that." Chatting for them makes sense. They're using a third-party chat program, though.
Yeah.
They're not using anything integrated. Yeah. So the argument didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Angry nerds yelling. It's just people. Yelling at their keyboard. Sometimes I feel like they pick up their keyboard. They're just like, ah!
Pissed off people that don't agree with my opinion. And that's it.
And they're under the assumption that you're the swing vote.
Yeah, I got one more really, really good.
You got a voice? Oh. Do a voice. Come on, do a voice.
No, I can't. They fucking, they're right. The League subreddit went private for 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Just now. League subreddit just went private, which I don't know why.
What does that even mean?
Why is this subreddit going private? Like, you can't get in.
What happened?
I don't know.
What did they do?
I don't know. It just went private.
Oh, my God, this is breaking news.
Breaking news, our League of Legends
Post anything in the discussion.
For 10 to 15 minutes.
They fucking link a League of Meta post.
Yeah,
and the discussion is edit, front page, hi mom. Thanks, you fucking twat.
Yeah, thank you fucking Reddit mods, our League of Legends mods.
It's probably
for
something for Worlds.
It's whatever, I don't care. The fact is, some guy told me that I'm spreading false information.
Yeah, it was all false. Your opinion is totally
all the
false.
Information I was spreading was false information. It was my opinion, but it was fake. I still told him, I assure you that my opinion is 100% true. It is my opinion. Yeah.
Everything in this is 100%
everything, true. Everything in my opinion, I actually said, I swear. None of it was misleading. I do not want voice chat. I swear.
Yeah. I don't really want it.
I'm not leading you on. I don't believe you. I think you actually want it.
The only way I'd be okay with it is if there's like something in the client where I can just turn it off. So I just don't have to. I don't have to mute people every single game.
Exactly. Where I can say I don't want voice chat ever. Yeah. Put the checkbox.
I don't want to be in all chat. I don't want to be
never.
In voice chat.
You used to want to be in all chat. You used to love. Yeah, you're an idiot.
I like it sometimes. Sometimes I like to poke the bears.
I do not. I never want. I've never been happier since not being in all chat.
I like it. I don't take it as seriously.
I removed myself from voice chat or from all chat sometime in season 3, and then never looked back.
I like it. It's like going to the zoo.
It made me a much happier player. Maybe a better player.
Maybe. Well, that's because you get involved.
Well, because I don't like
people. You have
trouble
standing out.
Well, I've gotten much better at it. I've gotten much better at it. I have.
A little bit better.
I don't talk to anybody ever.
Sometimes you do.
Almost never.
Almost every game.
Almost never in any games.
I'd like to see your chat logs.
Watch my stream sometime.
I'd like to see your chat logs.
Go ahead. Knock yourself out. They're barren and vacant.
Mm.
Like a homeless woman's womb.
Oh, goodness.
I keep it dark.
Dark. Jesus.
Keeping it dark.
Come on, man.
Okay. So if we've given voice chat it's due far too much conversation.
Like 45
about it.
Minutes on voice chat.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. Get over it. Stop crying about it. Go
play CS:GO. Read a book.
Yeah, go play CS:GO.
Read a book and then yell at the book and ask it why it's not reading itself to
ask
you.
Ask it why it's not responding. Do you want voice chat with books too?
They have those.
Would you like the book
They're
to talk back?
They're called audiobooks.
It's not voice chat. The game has audio.
Yeah, but it's not.
You can't respond to it.
It's not reading the game to you.
Maybe. Yes, it is.
That's what I want. I want League of Legends for the blind. Where it fucking.
Just watch when I play solo queue. That's like League of Legends for the blind.
Insert Lee Sin pun here.
Ooh, speaking of League of Legends and for the blind and solo queue and games, I want to give a shout out to the guy whose name I'm not going to use because that's witch hunting, but who recognized us in the game.
Yeah, in a game of Team
today,
Builder.
He, at the end of the game, I believe I was saying something about how our Vayne was 100% afraid to fight, and he made a comment, Captain Hooks, like from Tower Dive?
Yeah, fucking
recognized us. I was like, yeah. Why? What's up?
Yeah.
He's like, seriously? Yeah. I was like, why would I make this up? It's not that cool of a story. We're not that popular, are we? And he's like, oh man, that's awesome. I love your guys' show. I was like, oh my God, do you? That's fantastic. Because I get worried when people know us. I'm sometimes worried they're just going to say, I heard you talking about voice chat and I hate you. I want voice chat and you're an asshole.
I heard you made fun of my fire or cinder skin.
Yeah,
I worked really hard on that.
I wanted to smack you in your big stupid head.
To that guy in Team Builder, thanks for listening, man. I'm glad you like the show.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, thanks for supporting us, and that's fucking awesome on you. Hopefully, we'll see you again, and maybe you'll be on our team.
Maybe,
and then we can fucking build teams.
Yes.
So okay. The controversy. Let's get to some of that controversy.
Oh,
some of that sweet,
sweet
Daily Dot controversy. So did you know that Piglet's leaving Team Liquid?
I did know. Wait.
I heard it because Jacob Wolf broke a crazy story from a very reliable source that Piglet's leaving Team Liquid.
Dot, dot, dot.
JK just fooled you. He's actually not.
You got me.
Not leaving. And speaking of Jacob Wolf, poor bastard gets some serious shit.
I feel bad. He's young, too.
He's a young guy, and he gets no love because his stories are sometimes good, but they get debunked often.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the teams fucking with him.
That's what I think it is.
Because here's the situation.
Is it time?
Is this tin?
Are we doing it? I think it's time.
Okay, it's time. Okay. Tinfoil hats are firmly affixed.
Here it is,
all right,
you guys.
Tinfoil hats are on. Okay, right. Maybe. So, the rumor going around the tinfoil hat community. Is that
how do we get rumors if we can't broadcast things to each other's brains? Because we got these interference receptacles.
That's a good call.
We tweet mostly.
We tweet. Yeah. We social media. So there's rumors that there is a leak within Team Liquid. So apparently there is a belief that the story of Piglet leaving Team Liquid was leaked to Jacob Wolf. In order to find out if there was a leak within Team Liquid.
That's some straight up Game of Thrones shit.
Right? So he was fed misinformation. The thought is that he was fed misinformation to reveal a leak within the organization because Piglet actually is re-signed for another year.
Allegedly.
Like November of...
Allegedly.
And that was almost that story was broken and then debunked within the hour.
And then the debunking got debunked as well.
Wait, did?
Yeah, that X-Special video.
Oh, I didn't watch
it. Yeah, X-Special said they were looking for a new ADC.
But X-Special, according to I Will Dominate, isn't even on the team anymore anyway, so maybe he's looking for a new ADC to support.
Everyone is trying to sit atop the bladed throne. What's it called?
Throne.
I don't watch the TV show.
I do.
Iron Throne.
The Iron Throne. It's the Liquid Throne.
Liquid Throne. My hat fell.
They're all trying to sit on the Liquid Throne. I have Viking.
I have this one little antenna.
You've got just a little button. So yeah, so that is the tinfoil hat theory. Is that Liquid is trying to identify?
Liquid is actively trying to make the Daily Dot look like a non-credible news,
like a second,
source.
Like a second-rate trash rag.
They're trying to make ESEX the actual news, and trying to
speaking
make Daily
of ESEX.
Dot.
Did you hear Richard Lewis was not happy that ESEX kind of gave Jacob Wolf a hard time in there.
Did you read the article?
I perused it.
It wasn't very good. I know, I read it.
It wasn't very funny. I thought, honestly, funny. when I first looked at the article, I didn't realize it was an ESEX, and I was like, whoa.
See, that's where it misses its mark.
Yeah, so it wasn't really funny, because it was kind of, there was like some truth feeling
and
about
the first
it.
And paragraph,
like,
the first paragraph was a little humorous. But then it just kind of goes off the rails, and it wasn't their best work.
Sorry, ESEX usually like their finger on the pulse. Yeah. They weren't this time.
Apparently,
they missed it.
One writer tends to take a lot of jabs at journalists as well too.
He got a little pokey.
A little close to the situation.
All right, well,
which I get. Whatever. I mean, he's standing up. Wolf was like his protege, man. He's standing up for him.
Yeah, no, and I get Richard Lewis standing up for him and stuff.
Or maybe
the ESEX article was designed to get
Richard Lewis all riled up so that he would come back and cover League of Legends content.
He has to cover League of Legends content. He made that Patreon where if he got a certain amount of money, he's going to cover League again. And he got a certain amount of money.
Or maybe.
No, there's a video on that. That's actually a little bit from
That's it?
That's, hold on, wait. No, that's real.
Okay. Sorry, it's getting to my head. It's making me all angry.
It happens sometimes. It gets a little crazy. It gets a little crazy in there.
So
that's
angry.
Why you got to take it off.
I got to replace it.
Like, I'm taking crazy pills. Ah! Schnell! It always comes back to the German accent. So they put I Will Dominate in charge of Team Liquid?
Yeah, I guess so.
Question mark?
Sure, why not?
Upward inflection?
I don't know what Liquid...
Why?
I don't understand why this concept is so difficult to grasp. You own a team, right? You hire a manager that manages the fucking team, you know? You hire a coach. And the coach coaches the players. There's a hierarchy here. The people above the team should be making roster decisions, not the players.
Now, this is where I wanted to dedicate... I wanted to do this a few weeks ago, actually, do a show about this. So we can actually touch on this right now. This might get big because...
Right now.
We could do right
now. Right now.
Right now. Right now! So... There's the problem within esports, specifically League of Legends, is that there is no true hierarchy.
Yeah.
Outside of the team owners having all of the power, they put people into positions of power that don't actually have any power. Like, you're a team, you're a coach, and your job is to coach the team, but you don't have any actual power to sit and bench and change up things.
Right.
Because you're nothing more than a glorified strategy creator.
You're a babysitter. You babysit pick commands.
No, your management, yeah. You create a strategy, theoretically, and then they're supposed to follow it. And if they don't, you can't do anything about it other than rework the strategy and find something that they will follow. So you're ultimately doing nothing. And the problem is that you're using the terms coach and manager, and they're not.
They're just people.
It's just teammate and teammate.
Yeah.
Because they're not above you. A manager or a coach is above a player.
They can fire you.
Not that they can fire you, because a manager can't fire a player in baseball. But they can bench them. They certainly could take them out of the lineup if they're underperforming. And you can't do that as a manager, because that's an ownership decision.
You also can't do that because you probably don't have any subs that are worth playing.
But the point is that there is no power. And it really came down to the TSM situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because
always comes back to TSM. They're like the Kardashians. They were
blaming Loco for their poor play, and Reginald was like, "All right, I'm coaching the team now."
When really,
but we're not firing Loco Doco, because I'm not going to be on stage ever. Yeah. So I'm going to tell Loco Doco what to do, and he's just going to be my yes man. He's going to be my namby bitch, and I'm going to tell him what to tell you guys.
This was like when Reggie wanted to play mid lane, but he also wanted to do picks and bans. So he was actually top lane, but he was always going to go mid lane.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, there are these rules in place that coaches have to be on stage, and that's something that he doesn't want to do. And so he's, you know, being a child and just not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah. Not doing it. I'm just going to be on comms. Yeah.
I'll be on comms. I'll tell you what to do.
I'm gonna have Loco's cell phone number. So, Loco, tell him to fucking pick Karthus.
Pick Diana. Pick Diana mid.
But nobody wants to play Karthus. Nobody wants to play Karthus.
Nobody wants to play Karthus, ready.
Yeah, so. It's just annoying. Yeah. And I feel bad because, you know, you have people legitimately are like, their goal is, I want to be a coach, I want to be an analyst, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to work in esports and work for a team and do this. No, don't. Because it's until the positions get clearly defined and until they're given the actual power to coach and manage and do all that stuff, you're nothing but a person to put on stage.
Also, you have to be, you know, smart enough and been around this game long enough to command the players' respect.
Not true. I mean, LS is fucking looked upon as a respected.
He's been around for a while.
He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, but he's been around for a while and he's got some skills.
And he's got a really, really bad fucking rap sheet.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
The dude's rap sheet reads like he's a dick. Yeah. And he's a troll, and he's an asshole. And I've gotten a lot of shit for saying that I don't like him. I mean, he knows the game well, but, like, he's got an attitude problem. Yeah.
But you would really think someone like Loco players would listen to. I mean, he's been around. And he fucking played on Korean teams.
But they don't have to. No. Why would you listen to somebody you don't have to listen to?
So how do you fix this?
You don't. Oh. They have to have power.
No, like, how do you fix the overarching situation?
You have to give them the power to manage, to coach.
Right. So they want to. So player A, let's call this player.
Just use a team.
Let's
for
call
example.
This player Iris. He just wants to play some League of Legends, but he's not playing very well. And so you're a coach, and you're like, Iris, I'm going to bench you. But
you have to be able to your threats have to have cold water.
You need subs.
Well, then they need to have teams need to have
you
subs.
Need to have 10 players total.
Okay, then you need to have legit subs. Yeah. That's why teams need sister teams, though. Getting rid of that sister team thing was a bad.
Why do you need sister teams? Why can't you just have 5 subs?
Because they're not playing and they're not going to be as sharp as other players.
But that's every sport, though. Every sport has subs.
Yeah, right? but every sport has subs that play. Like, in baseball, you know, you sub in and out during the course of the game. Like, you'll take, like, you know, say, like, in the 7th inning, you're up 4 runs, but your second baseman, who's a good hitter, is a shitty defensive player. You will remove him and place a better defensive player for defensive
purposes.
Isn't
that like a Faker Easy Hoon situation, where they have one player that's good in some situations and one that's better in others, and they swap them out as they need to?
Yeah, but that's not it's not mid-game.
No, but it's
that's
mid-series.
Mid-series, yeah. No, it's similar. That things need to change. There are a lot of things that need to change in order to give the coaches the power to actually be coaches.
They have to have subs.
Subs
that are good. You can't just have some. Yeah. You know,
you can't just have a streamer on your roster because you want to use him to make money for your brand. Yeah. Like when Night Blue was a sub for TSM,
Or Ghost never being a part of CLG.
Yeah, it's not a real thing. You're just not, you know. Or when Krepo was part of C9. Yeah. This is not a real thing. You're never going to see the light of day. Crepo C9 on stage was never going to happen. So, yeah, things need to change in order to make that, because they're undermining the power of the position, because there is none. Yeah. It's a position of perceived power that holds nothing. And the players are 100% aware of that.
What's the difference in Korea, though? Because their coaches are successful.
They are respectful.
That's it? Their players are just respectful and they listen?
Their players, well, because they don't make as much money as American and European players do. For the most part.
So step one, cut the salaries of all the players in North America.
No, step one is...
Raise the salaries of all the managers and coaches. Step three...
Step one, profit.
Fire all the players.
No. Step one is there has to be accountability, because there's not.
If you play shitty.
Within the context of this game, for pro teams, accountability is only held to less named players. You know, it's only, like, accountability is only you know, for the Glebes, for the Golden Glues, you know, for the players who come into situations where they need to perform or they will get removed. You know, Dyrus doesn't ever have to worry about being benched, no matter how bad he can play for a whole split. It's not going to happen.
Which is weird, because you could just pick up a top lane.
But what I'm saying is that the more comfortable you are in this scene, the less you have to worry about ever being sat.
It's good job security.
I mean, look at Wild Turtle. Wild Turtle played like fucking ass.
They almost fired.
And he got sat for what? Half a game? Yeah. For one game? And they never had any intentions of benching him beyond that. One game. Not even like the 2 days that they were playing. One game.
You know, I think this is the one time we're not on the player's side. Or are we on the player's side? I don't know what side we're on. Whose side are we on?
I don't think it's not a side situation, because I don't think it's the player's fault, because there's no reason for them to follow the coaches, because they know that there's no accountability. They're not doing something wrong. They're doing what comes natural. If you know somebody, like, it's like when you're in school and there was a substitute teacher. She can't do shit to you. So you're like, I'm going to fucking act up like an asshole because I was a good student. I was a good student too. So we're bad examples, but I know people who are. But that's the thing is that because they don't have any actual
shooting
power.
Shooting spitballs, weren't you? Throwing paper airplanes with dick pictures on them.
I didn't draw dick pictures. That was until college.
You drew fucking dick pictures. I know you did.
I know you had
a whole notebook of dicks.
You stupid motherfucker. But yeah, so it's just stupid. And that's, you know, the players aren't wrong, but they do, that's the hard part, is going to be able to break out of that mindset.
And also having...
Because I mean, apparently Loco was trying to get Bjergsen to do something. Bjergsen was basically like, no, I'm not going to do that.
And what's he going to do?
Exactly. And that's the question. Loco, what are you going to do if I don't do it? I'm going to go to Reggie, and Reggie's going to take your
side.
In
the dick. That's what you...
And Reggie, and that's exactly what Reggie did, is Reggie didn't take Loco's side.
Yeah.
Loco's like, I'm trying to do something to get this team to do this shit, but they're not listening. And Reggie's like, well, then I'm going to...
Is Reggie the Donald Trump of League of Legends?
He might be.
We need a Bernie Sanders, I think.
Somebody has to step up, man.
We'll see.
There's a lot of, you know, until... Yeah, League of Legends as an esport is totally doing good, but there are so many things that need to change about it to legitimize.
And we need
it
more
in
talent
terms of sports.
Just much.
Well, yeah, deeper talent pools, decent talent, deeper talent pools. Things have to change with contracts and how the teams are owned and operated, and how the day-to-day management is taken care of. There are a lot of things that need to be fixed, and it's not going to happen. You know, this year or next season.
I hear there's some pretty good season changes coming up.
It's gonna be baby steps. I hope it is, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done, because these teams are run and it doesn't look like they know what they're
doing. No, they don't.
Cases. And that's a problem. I mean, even and it goes. It's not even just the Mickey Mouse ass organizations like the fucking, you know, the XDGs and all that nonsense. You know, they're just they're fucking just run so poorly that they just fall apart. You know, you go up to the Team Liquids, the CLGs, you know, they're just organizations where sometimes they look like they know what they're doing, but then other times they don't. And you figure the reasons that they looked like they did was because of accident.
Maybe.
Just on, it was by accident they stumbled upon success. And really they just don't know what they're doing, and they're just clinging to the same players because they don't want to have to make real decisions, and they don't want to actually try and break status quo.
Maybe that's their solo queue advice for the day. Make real decisions and break the status quo.
Always break the status quo.
But not in my games.
Status quo is only status quo when you allow it.
Not in my promo series. In my promo series, just stick to the meta, you guys.
Status quo and meta are not, no, just because you want to play ADC Heimerdinger doesn't mean it's a good thing. And breaking status quo and doing that is just,
unless you're breaking status quo to like start a fucking revolution, that's okay.
Yeah, to change real things, not stupid things.
Not stupid things.
Make real decisions. Be yourself. That's what's really cool.
Oh, thanks, G.I. Joe. Gosh.
Thanks. Yo, Joe. So yeah, that's what else do we got?
Is that it? I think we did it.
I think we did it.
A tower dive.
As we're talking now, by the time this goes live, we'll be fucking up to our balls.
COG will be on their way to winning worlds.
Home. Oh, sorry. They're well on their way home.
Worlds, winning. Yeah. They'll be one step closer to that trophy.
To America. Hey, 1 foot in the grave, the other on a banana peel.
We're going
to
take down that picture of Reggie in the LCS studio and put up motherfucking Hotshot.
No,
it's going to be...
Hotshot?
It's going to be...
There was a video of Hotshot. There's
a
video
of picture
of
Hotshot in his chair like this. And he's just going to...
Why,
Nunu? Why? Actually, I don't need to do a voice. It's just my voice. Yeah, why, Nunu?
It just sounds like
why?
You.
This is the poster we need.
There was a video of Hotshot the other day saying, he's like, I don't want to play League anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even
know
why I play. I'm not going to play.
Yeah.
This is
and shit blew up, too. He was just tired of playing that day. Like
he's bad.
Yeah, he was just...
He's not a good player anymore.
No, he was just streaming. He was like, I don't really want to play League of Legends anymore. And he ended the stream, and people were like, oh my god, you guys. Hotshot's quitting League of Legends.
He's selling CLG.
No, dude, he's fucking tired of playing.
Nah, man. Motherfucker doesn't want to put up with your shit
Rocket
anymore.
Rocket League came out.
Motherfucker doesn't want to voice chat.
I just want to play a different game sometimes. That's okay.
I just want to play Rocket League.
Sometimes it's okay to play a different game.
Yeah. It's not okay to listen to any other
podcast.
No,
only this
it's
podcast.
It's okay to play another game. Only this podcast.
But you can play other games.
Which, as we live and breathe, if you happen to listen to this on YouTube, on iTunes, give us the old four or five stars.
Are we plugging ourselves now? Is it?
I'm gonna plug
that
the
part
fuck
of the
out
show?
Of us because we have to. Somebody has to. If we don't, nobody will.
Check.
Except for that guy in team building.
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks that guy.
Again, thank you again, guy.
Yep. Also, let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of.
Listen, we're
working on some new stuff.
We're doing some things that are going to...
we're trying to go legit, kind of, I think.
We're straightening out the things that need to be tweaked, and it's an always evolving process, but we're making some stuff, and we're doing some things, and pushing some buttons. We've got the Tower Dive IT team working hard on IT stuff.
But it's great.
But yeah, it's awesome. So this has been another fabulous, fun-filled, fantastic episode of
Tower Dive.
I had a great
time. This was more discussion than we've had in a couple of weeks. We got kind of serious.
We like to discuss stuff. We're a very serious show.
We're so serious. We're like 60
minutes.
Except
for the tinfoil hat point.
Yeah.
Ooh, if we're 60 minutes... I'm Mike Wallace. He's Morley Safer. And we're wearing tinfoil hats. I am Captain Hooks.
I'm Pan the Man. I jumped in
he
there.
He is Pan the Man. That's okay. You could say
it's interfering with your Wi-Fi.
My internet's
going. I
gotta
adjust
now.
It. That's
Hooks,
better.
Man, Tower Dive, Summoner's Rift. We will see you there. Good night.
The government's watching.